Okay, welcome back. By now, you're starting to get a better idea of how you do anger. And just for this experience, let's think a little bit about, in this moment, where are you on your anger meter? Are you a 2, 4, 9, 0? Where are you? Let's get in the habit of checking in with yourself. All right. So in this second module, we're going to talk about understanding triggers for anger. And there are sparks and there are burns. If we think about anger like a roaring fire, right, it often feels that way in our body, right? We get hot under the collar, or you see in cartoons, right, with people getting mad and smoke coming out of their ears, right? It actually can feel like that a lot of the time. Right? So we want to understand, what are the sparks that make your anger flare, and what are the burns, right? What we know is, once a fire starts, it takes more resources to put it out, right? And that there are conditions that make that fire burn stronger and longer and bigger, right? There's fuel, there's ignition, there's oxygen, right? So we want to know what your specific conditions are that makes this fire roar within you. Examples include kids, right? You come home from a long day at work, the kids are needing things, they're all energetic and bouncing off the walls, right? Is that one of your sparks? Is it your spouse? Every time they ask you a certain question or do a certain thing in your house, right? And what are some other common ones in your own life? Is it when you're tired? Is it when you've had a couple beers, right? I know I've worked with some people that actually makes them feel more irritable, even though they're having a drink to sort of settle down, they find themselves getting more snippy. What are your specific sparks, right? Once we know this, we know how to deal with the fire, or we know maybe perhaps to not even start a fire at all. And then if you think about it, right, there are burns, right? And if you think about somebody who has been burned, right, they may have a burn on their arm and it hurts, right? It hurts. But when a feather even brushes across that burn, it feels like hell, right? The sensitivity is so strong, and even the lightest touch of a feather may make someone explode and cry in pain, right? So we want to think about, what are the burns in your own life in regards to anger, right? These are the repetitive issues, right? Every time your kid says XYZ, every time your wife rolls her eyes about this specific topic, right? There are things, every time a coworker does this certain thing, right? We all have burns, right? The repetitive issues that just keep coming back. And every time they do, we feel angry. We feel pissed off. Oftentimes there's patterns. It's not the first time it's happened, and we're reacting based on this accumulation, based on this burn metaphor, right? Of every time something touches that one specific area, it's like you are just so pissed off. It's overwhelming. So what we want to do now is take out your notebook and start to think. We'll write one heading as sparks and one heading as burns, and numbers 1, 2, and 3 under each of those. You can add more numbers if you want, but I want you to really think, what are the sparks in your own life? These are your triggers, right? The things that make you want to explode. Maybe it's a bad driver, again, kids, certain situations at work, right? When certain people use certain words, right? What are at least your top 3 sparks? And then what are your burns? These are the repetitive issues that continually piss you off, right? Maybe a topic of conversation with your wife every time money comes up, right? Or some other repetitive issue, something with parents or a certain family member. Or anytime someone asks you to do something and you've said no already, right? And then they're asking you again, or anytime someone's asking to borrow money. It could be any number of things, but I want you to pause here and actually stop here and take the next 10 minutes or so to really write down, what are your sparks and what are your burns? And we'll see you in the next module.